Since this year's Olympic Games are in London, Mrs. Obama's British counterpart, Samantha Cameron, provided a natural tie-in as the U.S. First Lady hosted a mini-Olympic competition with Washington-area children at a local university. The event was also a way for Mrs. Obama to spotlight her Let's Move initiative,
Let's Move,
a campaign to promote fitness and healthy eating habits.
Moving isn't just being a part of a sport. Moving can be dancing in the living room. It can be riding your bike. It can be walking your dog.
Mrs. Obama also announced she will lead the U.S. presidential delegation to the London Olympics. As she and Mrs. Cameron moved around the venue, Mrs. Obama couldn't resist playing a little tennis with the kids. There were also Olympians and Paralympians on hand. Four-time gold medalist Lisa Leslie was helping with basketball.
I think with kids in general, I think just to be inspired and to have our attention as adults is very important. So that's what I learned from them. And I think what they learned from me is, keep working. You have to keep working, keep shooting, keep trying, and you never give up.
Dan O'Brien won the Olympic decathlon in 1996, but he reminded the kids that not everyone wins a gold medal. The important thing is trying your best. Deep down, he said, he knows kids want to stay physically active.
You hear so often about kids that just sit and play video games and sit on the computer. You know what? These kids today, they wanted to get up and they wanted to move, and I think there's a lot more kids out there like that.
Courtney Clemens lost his leg in Iraq, but 2 years later, he became a national champion sprinter. He is the first Iraq War veteran to qualify for the national Paralympic team.
If you get these kids in the habit of, eating right, being physically active, when they get older, they may not have as many medical issues.
Fifth grader Kelvin Flowers says he learned a valuable lesson from the experience.
That I can do anything if I put my mind to it.
Lacey McCormick is also a fifth grader.
I think the most exciting part was working as a team and getting to be able to move.
At the end of the day, the children had their efforts rewarded with medals. And fifth grader Nick Beatrice said he also had a message to take back to his classmates.
Let's move.
In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.